This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, welcome back. The root is on fire. The country's on fire. Canada's on fire. Here's a text I sent earlier today to my great friends who live in Canada. I won't identify them because I don't want to get them in trouble. Remember, it's a communist dictatorship at this point. I said, I can't believe it. Your country is now a communist dictatorship. And the response back from my true Canadian friends, one of them said, yes, it is. And the other one said, he is pure evil, and I'm praying that my good country is going to survive. I'm telling you, it's bad. It is bad, bad, bad. And what's so bizarre is while they're ready to beat and arrest peaceful truckers who are trying to get rid of that damn vaccine mandate, while they're trying to do that, you got to hear this. Justin Trudeau's crackdown on protest under an Emergencies Act order specifically exempts refugees, asylum seekers, immigrants, and other ethnic minorities. Really? The Canadian government's emergency measures regulations. These people are such sick, mentally ill, self-hating scumbags, bleeding hearts for anyone who's got dark skin and hatred of themselves for having light skin that they actually exempt it. The order bans people from taking part in a public assembly that may reasonably be expected to lead to a breach of peace. However, the law does not apply to any person in a class of persons whose presence in Canada, as determined by the Minister of Citizenship and Immigration, is in the national interest. Oh my God! You can't protest if you're white! You can only protest if you're a Muslim! If you're an illegal immigrant! If you're a migrant! If you're an asylum seeker! If you're an ethnic minority! It's bizarre! This includes Indians, refugees, immigrants, asylum seekers, and protected temporary residents. The exemptions have left some people asking if this is a prohibition order only applying to white people. Holy crap! You sick... I'm allowed to use the word bastard, right? Yeah. Lucky I am. Lucky I am, you sick bastard, Justin Trudeau. You sick SOB, and I don't mean son of a butcher. And I want you to listen to what's happening in Western Canada. Canadian company Coastal GasLink is building a 416-mile pipeline project across British Columbia to safely deliver natural gas across the Canadian province. Natural gas, one of the world's cleanest and safest energy sources, used for many purposes, to heat our homes, to operate household appliances, to make crop fertilizer, fabrics, plastics, other everyday products. The project will help heat Canadian homes in long, dark winters. But pro-China leftists hate the idea and want the pipeline shut down. On Thursday night, after Trudeau declared the Emergency Act, at least 20 violent far-left terrorists broke into the Coastal GasLink company and caused millions of dollars in damage to costly equipment. The commander for the Northern District, Superintendent Warren Brown, called the attack a calculated and organized violent attack that left its victims shaken in a multi-million-dollar path of destruction. Coastal GasLink said in a statement the attackers surrounded some of its workers in a highly planned, unprovoked assault off a Forest Service road. And one of the most concerning acts, an attempt was made to set a vehicle on fire while workers were inside. The attackers wielded axes, swinging them at vehicles and through a truck's window. Flare guns were also fired at workers. And Justin Trudeau doesn't care. Of course he doesn't care. They're communists like him. Remember, he said in an interview, his favorite country in the world is China because they're a dictatorship. So let me now bring home what we're fighting for here. Because you tend to forget at first, you know, you start to think the fight is about truckers. And the fight is about the right to blockade Ottawa or a convoy across the country. But no, the fight is about vaccine mandates. And this woman summarizes why we must fight. Why we must fight. Her name is Yolanda Vosloo. In a Facebook post, Yolanda Vosloo detailed how her life has changed from being a completely healthy and active person to someone whose body is incapable of fighting off a simple inflammation and infection following the Pfizer shots. It all started when she received her first dose of the Pfizer vaccine. She had a cough and other issues like heart palpitations, shortness of breath, dizziness, headaches, fatigue. Yolanda wanted to take a different vaccine for her second dose, but was advised to take the same vaccine she had on the first dose. The nurse told her, isn't that nice? Told her that her previous reaction was a common reaction with the Pfizer vaccine and would disappear after 3 weeks. That's normal, isn't it? 3 weeks of heart palpitations. That's normal. I remember getting that from no other vaccine. 3 weeks of shortness of breath, dizziness, headaches, and fatigue. That's normal. Now she has blood clots, inflammation, viral infection, chest pain, body aches, constant headaches, and feeling exhausted all the time. Here's her testimony. Yesterday was a very scary day. Around 9 a.m., I'm working in my home office when I felt a sudden sharp pain in my chest and my heart beating wildly. This poor, poor woman. The vaccines have destroyed her. She'll never recover. There's no way to get rid of this kind of bad stuff. I checked my heart rate on my Apple Watch, she said. It was 105, normal for me, 57 to 64. I checked it 3 times. It was 111 and 115. My jaw was tight. My shoulders aching. I felt like an elephant was standing on my chest. I thought, this is it. Bye, Felicia. I laid on my back with my feet on the couch, started breathing deep and slow to calm my heart. After about 30 minutes, I got it down to 88. I called the medical center. They squeezed me in at 12:45 because I wanted to avoid the, the ED, meaning the ER. And they did an EKG, which showed my heart is under strain and some irregularities. So the doctor told me to go straight to the ED after all. Arrived at the ED, meaning the emergency room. And oh boy, what an experience. I was treated like a COVID patient. I had a cough that started just after my first Pfizer jab. There were other issues as well. Heart palpitations, shortness of breath, dizziness, headaches, fatigue. When I went for the number two Pfizer shot, I asked for AstraZeneca, but was told it must be Pfizer again. So I asked the nurse about my cough. She said it's common with Pfizer. It will go away after 3 weeks. Well, after the second jab, it got worse. Went back to GP, she's saying, which I guess is a doctor's office, for a checkup. And was told my left lung is not clear, but keep using the puffer and then wean myself off of it. So back to yesterday, I arrived at the emergency room at 1:30, went in because I was coughing and had chest pains, COVID test done. Even though it came back negative, I was treated by nurses and doctors in full PPE, mostly from a distance. I was linked to an EKG and blood pressure and all sorts of machines. My blood pressure was 150 over 74. My heart rate came down to 70 but was erratic. They drew blood, including chest x-rays. Summary, blood clots, inflammation, viral infection all contributed to the strain on my heart, and the coughing makes it worse. The doctor said this cough will be with me another 6 to 8 weeks. But I need to see my general practitioner on Wednesday for another follow-up. They didn't want to send me home because hubby's away, but my dog is alone, needs to be fed. I'm generally a healthy and active person. If I go to the doctor, it's normally for a sports injury. In the last 11 years, I've been on antibiotics only 3 or 4 times. Now my body's incapable of fighting off a simple inflammation and infection. Even after 2 courses of antibiotics, I'm sad, I'm tired. I've not been able to play volleyball since December when I had the first jab. Not sure if I'll ever play again. Doctor said he'd rather I do yoga or Pilates. My body aches all the time. My joints hurt. I have constant headaches. I feel exhausted all the time. I have this pain in my chest that gets worse. I don't feel like myself anymore. This is my story. I'm not sharing it for sympathy, but to serve as a reminder to people that we all fight some battle. Our bodies respond differently to what we put into it. I am scared of getting another jab because my experience with the first two has been a nightmare. My choices are now between my job and my life. Yolanda Vosloo. I don't know where this... Nowhere in here does it say if she's American or if she's in Canada or where she is, but this is where you choose between your job and your life. Your job and your life. Very, very scary stuff. All right. And so that's what the truckers are fighting for. I want you to get your heads screwed on straight. That's what they're fighting for. I want you to hear Biden, what he wants people to do for the State of the Union. Marco Rubio is not exactly a conservative. Marco Rubio is a very moderate guy. Marco Rubio says, no thank you, maybe next time. He's not going to attend the State of the Union because the rules are so crazy. They're requiring members of Congress to socially distance at all times while wearing fastly secured K95 masks and also submit a negative coronavirus test one day before. Can you imagine this stuff? Can you even imagine what's going on? This applies to all State of the Union attendees, including members of Congress, invited press, and any staff personal being close contact. You know, there's like two worlds out there. Remember the other day I said the Babylon Bee, which is the funny comedy newspaper, and they released a story, Democrat comes out of hiding after 2 years in a cocoon because of COVID, wearing mask and vaccinated and hasn't seen people and comes outside, sees everybody's living a normal life and can't believe it. They're like a Japanese guy coming out of the cave in Okinawa after World War II has been over for 20 years. That's right now, that's what Joe Biden is. He thinks that is life. It's crazy. All right, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. We'll see you in a few minutes. We'll be right back. Segment number two, hour number two, coming up.
An amazing day. Hey friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee with a money back guarantee. Oh, I'm a poet and didn't know it. That's right. Money back guarantee. Now, a lot of people say that, but they don't back it up for 25 years and have better than a 99% success rate. But you can be as skeptical as you want to be when it comes to getting healthy at the cellular level, to losing your fat, reversing all your illnesses and diseases, or virtually all of your illnesses and diseases. You can do this thing with a money-back guarantee. Come on, you skeptics. You've got to love that, man. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Lose your fat. Get rid of your medication. Get rid of your pain and agony. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Energy is essential.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Machine is the name of that song. And that's what I am, the War Machine. Wayne Allyn Root is with you. The Root's on fire. Have you heard the latest about how vitamin D3 is essential to your health? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies show it helps boost the immune system in many other areas. It helps with healthy weight management. Just lots of great studies lately about vitamin D3. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a two-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 to check out. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Go to GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Go to GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use the code WAR15 to get 15% off. All right, so I told you about the theatrics Biden's State of the Union is demanding, all these crazy jumps through hoops. And my guess is there'll be very few Republicans there. Very few of them will be willing to do what he wants you to do, which is to wear a tight mask. What's that called? What is it? An NK95, I think? Yeah, a K95 mask. A tight KN95 or N95 or K95. Those are the three kinds of names at all times. Tight. You know, you understand something? I wouldn't survive that. I can't do that. I couldn't breathe. But here's what you need to know. 2 years of this nonsense, and I've never worn a mask like that. Ever. Wear a mask like that, and yet I'm alive and well and kicking. Nobody needs to wear a mask like that. This whole thing is so idiotic. The fear that these morons have, there's such little babies, snowflakes, crybabies. The fear they have is just bizarre. Bizarre. I don't know how to explain it. How anyone could be that afraid. They would hide all day. Here's an interesting article. The Nazis were defeated. They went underground, and now they run Canada. Pushing eugenics and depopulation agendas aligned with Hitler. You know, again, I don't want to get too deep down the rabbit hole. Who really is Hitler? Who really are the Nazis? But I definitely believe what's happening right now with Justin Trudeau, is very much frightening and disturbing. And as Elon Musk said, appears to be kind of Nazi-like, kind of Hitler-like. There's something wrong with the man, and the question is, how far is he going to go? Will he demand that the mounted Canadians hurt their people? Will they beat them with sticks? Will they shoot them? Will the National Guard be called out? These are peaceful truckers. They're smashing truck windows right now. Right now in Canada, in Ottawa, they're smashing truck windows with their sticks. And Then they're grabbing the car, they're basically stealing the truck and having it towed, and you may not ever get it back. If you do get it back, you may lose your trucker license and you can't drive it anymore. This is the scariest stuff. These people are putting their lives and livelihoods on the line. They don't want the vaccine. They don't want the vaccine. Big standoff in Ottawa, hundreds of cops brought in. Snipers on the buildings, Trudeau's Tiananmen Square. Horrific scenes coming out of Ottawa. The authorities are moving in. They're dragging away peaceful protesters. Police from other cities have reportedly been brought in. Other reports of police snipers on the rooftops. They're forcefully ending the peaceful trucker protests in Ottawa. Police are pushing against the trucker protesters who are linked together in arms. Police on horses stand behind them. Now it's getting rough as police perform arrests. There is a large police presence on Nicholas Street. Protesters being advised to leave immediately. But the protesters are remaining peaceful and calm. They're not fighting back, which is what I would recommend. Let this be Tiananmen Square. Good luck to Justin Trudeau. Good luck to him. This is your Tiananmen Square. We'll see what happens when you hurt or kill a nice trucker that was there giving up his time and his money for 3 weeks. To say, I don't want to be forced vaccinated. And now you're going to kill him? COVID was never going to kill him. You're going to murder him in cold blood? For a disease with a 99.9% recovery rate? It was going to be a little case of the flu, a little upset tummy? A little tight chest for a day or two? You're going to kill him over that? And you think that's normal? We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Tensions remain high between Ukraine and Russia. Speaking at the White House, President Biden was asked if he believes Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to invade Ukraine.
As of this moment, I'm convinced he's made the decision. We have reason to believe that.
The president on Friday also hosting a call with European allies and Canada's prime minister. Biden saying the United States and allies remain in lockstep and accused Russia of pushing out vast misinformation. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is launching an investigation into TikTok. Paxton saying two civil investigatory demands have been issued to see if the social media app is allowing human trafficking and violating the privacy of children. He's promising the investigations will make sure big tech is keeping Texans safe and secure. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
welcome back to the show. We've got to talk about a sponsor here. Got to talk about a sponsor because the show does not go on without a sponsor, right? Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They sign the front of the checks. That's the reason you guys get to listen for free. Hope you love all the new music, by the way. And the new open of the show, Thunderstruck by AC/DC. Energized Health has just won kudos from all of my fans. I get more fan mail about Energized Health than I've ever gotten about any advertiser in history. Matter of fact, I've never gotten fan mail from my fans about advertisers. The fan mail is always for me. They tell me how much they enjoy me or my show. They don't say anything about, hey, by the way, I love your sponsor. But with Energized Health, they do. As a matter of fact, just the other day, someone sent me a note and told me how much they enjoyed the show and then said, here's something you should be talking about. Here's a link to a great story. And then, oh, by the way, Wayne, I'm with Energized Health and I've lost 45 pounds. That's the kind of stuff I get from my fans. I mean, you know how great that is, what it means to someone's life to lose 45 pounds? And so at my wedding back in November, everybody was telling me, everyone who had not seen me in 5 or 10 years was like, holy crap, you're reverse aging, man. How are you doing that? You look better at 60 than you did at 50. And I pointed at John and Chelsea Jubilee, the owners of Energized Health, who were at my wedding, and I said, they did it. Go talk to them. And so they signed up about 10 people to Energized Health at my wedding. But don't take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser. John and Chelsea are transforming the lives of my fans. They report losing huge amounts of fat, throwing out their prescription drugs, gaining energy, enjoying the best health of their lives. And right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount, 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Tell them Wayne sent you 40% off for WAR. All right, we've got our guest here, Christina Layla, the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor, Gateway Pundit, thegatewaypundit.com. And we're going to talk about the top stories trending at the Gateway Pundit today. Hey, Christina, happy Friday to you. How are you?
Happy Friday. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, but I'm watching what's happening in Canada, and I just, you know, I've texted some of my friends who are up in Canada, and they all agree that, you know, basically they're under a communist dictatorship now, and I'm scared to death that, you know, we're next. You know, I mean, I just don't know. I don't think Americans will ever allow it to get this far. I think we would fight before that would happen, but at the moment, it sure looks like Canada is under the heel of a tyrant, a communist tyrant,
yes.
Justin Trudeau.
Right, and I'm actually starting to believe the rumors that he might be Fidel Castro's love child.
Yeah.
The images coming out of Canada should frighten everybody, and I do believe that Trudeau is doing this to warn the West, right, because other trucker convoys are going to pop up, and if he didn't get this under control, that would be the way to take down these COVID mandates, is through these trucker convoys. Now, there is another way these truckers can resist as well, is just to stop driving their trucks. So
right,
now,
you know,
Canadian police.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I was just saying that in the last segment, I recommended that a national general strike.
Right.
The trucker should shut down every truck in Canada. Good luck to the liberals. They will not eat. Right? There's going to be no food at the market. And liberals don't have a hunt. They don't even have guns. They don't own bones and arrows. So good luck to them. How are they going to eat in a modern world without food being delivered to the store?
Right, I agree. And, I mean, right now, they're breaking the windows. There's images coming out right now. I got to post this where the police that are mounted on horseback, they're trampling protesters with their horses.
And the protesters
aren't
fighting, right? They're not doing any violence, right?
No, it's a nonviolent protest. And there was actually a story that came out this morning out of Western Canada where there was actual violence and terrorism from these pipeline protesters.
Yes.
Where they attacked the gas pipeline, and they tried to torch a vehicle with people inside. And where's Trudeau when there's actual violence?
Well, just like America, where are any of the politicians, any of the Democrats in America when Black Lives Matter is looting and torching and burning and murdering and mugging and rioting? And the answer is they're not there. They're not there. They don't care. They think it's great. They urge them on. They love it. But can you imagine in America, let's see if it's possible it could go this far. Can you imagine, Christina Layla, if in America I decided to give a $40 donation to an American trucking convoy and they said your bank account is now frozen? And right. if we arrest you, we'll take your dogs away from you. These people have lost their minds. They're tyrants, they're communists, they're Nazis, and they've got to be stopped in Canada. And the question is, how far will Biden be willing to go in the United States?
Right. Well, Justin Trudeau's justice minister yesterday went on the news and said, if you are pro-Trump, we're going to freeze your account. They're just right out now admitting that they are targeting their political opponents. And if you're a Trump supporter, they're going after your bank account
and
for donating.
I assume they mean in Canada. In other words, they can't reach into America and get your bank account. So they must
right.
be saying
I was
if you're Trump supporter
well.
Canada.
It was like these
right.
Canadian Trump supporters. Because, right. I mean, right. they can't target Americans.
Well, they can if Biden were to let them. But if Biden were to let them, first of all, the same way a nationwide trucker general strike would destroy the entire Canadian economy and would destroy the American economy, so the truckers have the, you know, the heavy hand here. The same way that would happen, my recommendation would be that if they try and freeze bank accounts in America, that we literally do a run on the banks. Every conservative in America, 80 million Trump voters, on the same day go take all your money out of the banks, and all the banks are out of business on that day. So if they dare screw with us, we will drive them into bankruptcy in a day. See, this is all right out of my book, Christina, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. This is exactly what I said has to happen. Voting at the voting booth is not enough anymore to stop these people. It's just not.
Yeah, I think the truckers should go on strike next. I think that's they're messing with the wrong people. This is how far removed the elitists are. These truck drivers, they are independent men. They don't like being told what to do. They're alone all day in their trucks. They don't like this tyranny. And like you said, I mean, these economies live and die by these truckers. And a lot of the commerce is between Canada and the United States. They have to go across these bridges. They depend on the U.S. For product. And it's a lot of Canada's economy revolves around the United States. I read somewhere that like 90% of Canadians live within 10 miles of the U.S. border.
Right.
So This is huge.
Well, let's see what they do next. But if I'm a major trucking firm in Canada, I'd say nationwide strike is the next move. If these people, because they're ruining these guys' lives. It's one thing to be arrested for peaceful protest. You know, in America, there's plenty of black civil rights people in the 60s that got arrested, and then they got let right out again, right? They didn't have their jobs taken away and their lives ruined. But they're threatening to ruin your life. They're saying they're going to take your rig, or they're going to take your license to be a trucker, or they're going to take your dogs. And by the way, Christine, if someone takes a dog, it goes to the pound. If nobody claims it and you're busy in jail and they won't let you out, the dog could be killed in the pound. I mean, obviously, I think I read somewhere 12 million dogs a year are given, death sentence at pounds in the United States, euthanized, given the death sentence in the United States. So I'm sure the same thing happens in Canada. So this is no little thing. If you threaten to take my dogs away, you're threatening the murder of my animals, which are like my children.
Mm-hmm.
So if they try that in America, in an armed populace, good luck. Good luck trying things like that here. But, boy, it's sad that they would say things like that in Canada. You know what I said on the show earlier today? I said, if this was normal times and Trump was president, we might be plotting an invasion of military in Canada to free the Canadian people. You know, we'd be trying to free the Canadian people because they're texting me asking me to free them. They say, where's America? We need help, Wayne. People are really scared in Canada now, really scared. So
they are, and they should be.
Well, I see the headline of your site at the Gateway Pundit. New Ottawa police chief warns citizens not to participate in, this is the important one, quote, unlawful activities of engaging in demonstrations. I didn't know demonstrations were unlawful. Did you?
Well, if you're on the wrong side of their political viewpoints, then I guess it is.
Right.
They're going after their political opponents.
Just like if you're on Facebook or Twitter, if you're on the left, you could say whatever you want, including threatening the murder of President Trump. I'm going to murder him. I hope he gets murdered. I hope he gets assassinated. That's okay. But if you're a conservative and you say anything like lockdowns don't work, they suspend Wayne Root and then eventually they cancel me for life. It's amazing. It's just amazing. I didn't threaten anybody's life. Let's talk about the Missouri Attorney General. Another headline at your site, Missouri AG. Informs T-Mobile of an investigation into their censorship of conservative viewpoints. Isn't that involving your site, the Gateway Pundit?
Yeah, this is so crazy. So we were informed a couple of months ago that our readers were trying to share Gateway Pundit articles just through text message to their friends and family, and they were unable to send Gateway Pundit links. If you're a T-Mobile user and you try to text message your friend or family member, a Gateway Pundit article, the links weren't going through. And so somebody contacted T-Mobile, and they escalated it to management, and they were like, what's going on? Well, I guess they admitted to us that Gateway Pundit links were caught up in their spam. Like, they have the spam thing in place, so, you know, those robocalls or
robocalls. Just a coincidence, right? Just
well, how did the Gateway Pundit get caught up in that?
Yeah.
Right?
Of course,
we reached out to the Attorney General to look into this.
Right. Good. I think it's great. Because that's terrible. I mean, look, I have so many columns. All my columns are a Gateway Pundit. So that means anybody that sees them that has T-Mobile can't send them to anyone. So, you know, I don't care about you, Christine. I care about my columns.
Right.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. That was a joke. That was a joke.
Well, could you imagine? Like, we're blocked everywhere. So we're blocked Facebook. We were shadow banned, and we're put on these spam lists everywhere on social media. And I knew this was coming, by the way. I knew there was going to come a time where the phone companies started censoring us.
Christina, welcome to my world. I've been banned and I've been blocked. And I've been banned and blocked by Fox News. Come on. Does anybody notice that I used to be on 20 times a year and I'm not on Fox News anymore? Mm-hmm. Fox News doesn't want Wayne Root on their airwaves. I'm banned everywhere I go because I tell the truth. And they want liars on Fox News who won't say the raw truth that I do. Christina will be right back. More with Christina Layla, the Gateway Pundit, assistant editor of thegatewaypundit.com. Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Be right back.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's softcover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste, despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allyn Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
Are you looking for something different to experience with?
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Don't stop believing. You're with Wayne Allyn Root. We're always believing here. Glass is half full. America's screwed. It's all over. But somehow we're going to make a comeback. That's what Wayne Root thinks. Somehow, some way, America will survive. I try and always look at the bright side. I have a friend who listens to my show every day, all 3 hours, and listens to several other conservative hosts who I shall remain nameless, and always says to me, "You're the only one who gives me any hope at all. The rest of them are so depressing that I just want to put a gun in my head. I swear to God," he said, "I just want to kill myself. It's so depressing." I listen to your show, and you talk about all the same topics, but you do it with a kind of a funny, upbeat message, and in the end, you're always positive, and I get back up again. So that's kind of what I'm proud of. I'm very proud to hear those things. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Amio Life. AmioLife.com is the website. You all know I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day and their natural silver mouthwash and their silver gel on my face each night before I go to bed. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. Many of my listeners have shared their stories, like Yari, who wrote, "I decided to try these products as a recommendation from Wayne, and the results since taking the silver solution, I have felt better than I have in years, and I have not been sick." The good folks at Amio Life realize inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering our listeners a special 30% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone. Visit Amio Life, that's Amio, A-M-E-O, Life, and use the promo code ROOT30 to save 30%. Give them a call, or give them a call at 800-422-8148, 800, toll-free, 422-8148. Remember to say ROOT30 to receive 30% off, 800-422-8148 or amiolife.com. All right, we are back with Christina Leyla of the Gateway Pundit, and we're talking about some of the big stories that you see on Gateway Pundit. Like right now, Christina, Jen Psaki again insists the whole Ukrainian situation is about, you know, sovereignty, keeping their border safe from unwanted foreigners. No thought about the American border with Mexico, right?
Right. I mean, of all the absurd things that come out of this regime, this has got to be at the top or close to the top. They are concerned, and that I've heard this from multiple advisors. You saw Jake Sullivan, Psaki. They're all concerned about Ukraine's border and saying, oh, they're a sovereign country. They need their borders protected. Yet we have, I know in 2021, the Border Patrol agents here at our southern border encountered 2 million illegal aliens. and they are releasing tens of thousands of illegals into the United States. During the COVID pandemic, there was no restrictions for them. So if they want to talk about borders, they should be concentrating on the southern border.
Yeah, very scary stuff. Our country's being invaded, no sovereignty anymore. And more importantly, it's not
right.
being invaded.
It's an invasion.
It's not even an invasion. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what. An invasion would be if you're unwanted and you decide to come in. Joe Biden is waving his hand and going, come on in. So mm-hmm. it's like January 6th where the cops, Capitol Police, said, come on into the Capitol. None of those people should have been arrested for coming in. They invited you in. So in America, we're inviting them in. We're telling them to come in. It's insanity. It's truly insanity.
Yeah, and flying them all over the United States and giving them taxpayer-funded goodies.
All right. Judicial Watch settles North Carolina voter roll lawsuit. What is that story about? That's Tom Fitton, right? Judicial Watch.
Yes. So, Judicial Watch, I'm sure your listeners know, it's a conservative watchdog group. And they have filed multiple lawsuits in several states trying to clean up their dirty voter rolls because, like Tom Fitton says, he's the president of Judicial Watch. Dirty voter rolls mean dirty elections. The Democrats have been fighting Judicial Watch to not clean up their voter rolls. They want people's names on there who are dead or moved away or they have voted in two federal elections because the murkier, the better for the left. They like chaos when it comes to elections. They don't want these voter rolls cleaned up. And this was a huge win for not only Judicial Watch, but for us, for people who actually care about election integrity, where they forced, I think it was over 400,000 inactive names to be removed from North Carolina's voter rolls.
My question is why can't...
So that's a huge win.
Why can't we or Judicial Watch get that done in every state, or certainly in all the battleground states where we know Trump won, and yet it showed that he lost, and that's what turned the election around? Why can't we get in Nevada, as an example, where I live, why can't we get 300,000 names off the, you know, off, cleaned from the voter rolls? Why can't we get that in Arizona, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Georgia, in Pennsylvania? That's my question. Judicial Watch, do they
well,
have the ability to do it in more states?
Suing Pennsylvania, yeah. So Tom Fitton said they're in the middle of other lawsuits as well. So this takes years, by the way, because they get so much resistance from the left. And so he said they're about to file new lawsuits, but there's a lawsuit currently in Colorado, Pennsylvania, and a few other states. I can't remember exactly. But they're filing new lawsuits as well. So they're working on it, but it takes time because these Democrat lawyers fight them every turn.
That's probably, you know, the two biggest things we could do. On one side, you need voter ID. You have to desperately need voter ID to stop the fraudulent voting and the false ballots. But on the other end, you need to clean the voter rolls because there's so many fake names and people who've moved and people who've died. And Democrats take advantage of that and vote in their name. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we're losing elections. All right, Christina, great to have you on. Have yourself a great weekend. Her website's The Gateway Pundit. She's The Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor, TheGatewayPundit.com. Christina, thanks for coming on. God bless.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Okay. All right, Wayne Allyn, The Root's on fire. Hour number three coming up next. Lots more to talk about. See you in a sec.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.